Cape Talk. You can call us on 021-446-0567.
Now, if you've been trying to get through to the garden route for the weekend, you might have had some difficulty as violent service delivery protests continue to affect the area around Plettenberg Bay. The demonstrations started on Tuesday night and have continued ever since. Officials and residents of Kolweni are struggling to reach agreement on several grievances around job creation and unemployment in particular. I have on the line with me Batum Municipality spokesperson Manfred van Rooyen to give us an update on the situation. Manfred, thank you for your time. How are things looking as we speak?
Good afternoon, Pippa, and all Cape Talk listeners. It is fairly quiet, but we continue to have a standoff between protesters and the police. And in fact, this morning, we had a bit of more crisis when we had a bus accident where on the Robberg Road, that is the detour because of the closure of the N2. Three fatalities for the three patients in George and Knysna hospitals. The bus driver amongst one of the fatalities, and then 23 others were later transported in a different bus. After that, a call out of multiple shack dwellings burning, fire crews ready, electricians ready to assist and rush the incident. However, due to the volatility, they could not enter Bosjesgif community. That is a neighboring community to Kolweni. So essential services is also beginning to take a knock. Last night we had protests in Konoktula, wards 5 and 6, in ward 7, in Green Valley, Witterdrift, in Kranshoek, and of course in Kolweni. A bit of a light in the tunnel is that the New Horizons ward 4 protest leaders has made a call on their supporters to return to negotiations table rather than continuing to protest.
Well, that's good news and a good starting point, but obviously we'd like to see the same applying to all of those hotspots. Manfred, I mentioned at the start that we know job creation and the high level of unemployment are among the big grievances here. Are there any other particular sticking points?
Yes. What we've had initially, they emanated from a protest march by Kolweni, which is Ward 3 of Bidu Municipality. On the 18th of June, the list of demands, you've reflected on high levels of unemployment and the lack of job creation. It included a slow pace of delivery, service delivery generally, the slow progress with the housing project on the Minnar development for 169 units for Kolweni community. Lack of sports development, lack of youth development, and then a demand that in 7 days they wanted a reply and response from the municipality. So the deadline for after that petition was the 21st of June. Let me just quickly retrace my steps. The mayor accepted the memorandum and the conditions of the 7-day deadline. On the 21st, the mayor went and gave a written response to all the demands, and then addressed the community on the context of the responses to their demands. The communities were not happy with the responses and then gave another 7-day deadline for the mayor to go back and then to come with different responses to what they were raising. So come the 2nd of July, which is when the protest started, rather than engagement, protest ensued. Yes, so this is where we are now, 3 days later into the protest. On the 3rd, the morning of the 3rd, the police tried to facilitate to get this thing resolved and settled by all the parties. There was a new demand that came, and that demand was for the ANC Ward Council of Ward 3, Paula Makila, to resign. Of course, that created a bit of a problem because that is not a matter for council to determine. Since there has been no disciplinary process against the councillor. And we refer that one for the community to engage with the party that the councillor represents to consider his removal from or redeployment out of council. And then with further facilitation by the police, there was a meeting in the late afternoon on the 3rd between the political office bearers of council, the municipal manager and other officials, and representatives of the community leadership. And in this meeting, there immediately became a deadlock as there was further demand for two more councillors to resign, respectively, Councillor Dave Swart, Ward 2 DA councillor, and Councillor Anne Vinvogel, Ward 4, DA Councillor. So ever since that deadlock, there has been attempts, but there has not been another meeting and a sit-down between the parties. But facilitation with different parties continues, but it's early to give details to that. As I'm saying, for the moment, it is quiet, but we are worried about, you know, essential services that are suffering. In the fire incident, we could not go and assist with the fire services. We don't have the details of the affected community members. Otherwise, we would have mobilized as we normally do, blankets, food parcels, building materials, and other humanitarian support. But due to the volatility, our officials are unable to render the services. The same applies for ambulances that have been not being able to get into parts of the communities because of the continuing riots.
One final question, Manfred. I'm mindful of the fact that the end of the school holidays looming this weekend, and many people will be making their way back along the N2 to and from Cape Town through Plett. What sort of plans are in place in terms of traffic diversions should the N2 have to remain closed?
For the moment, the N2, since the 2nd of July, the part of the N2 from the Shell Ultra City Garage up to Kwanokthula community is closed. We have a detour from engine of the N2 coming from PE through town onto the airport road. The same applies from Knysna or Cape Town side coming into Plett on the airport road through town and then connecting with the N2 again. And it's all a tar road with safe driving conditions. And we have traffic officials giving directions, and we have large presence of public order police, crowd management units, law enforcement of Bito, and other support to ensure the safety of travelers that would make their ways back to home. We are advising, please be cautious for any obstacles or debris or barricades that may impede your traveling. We are trying to make sure that if there are any debris, there are any barricades, that we clear that as soon as possible.
Manfred van Rooyen, thank you so much for the update. Speaking there for the Batum municipality, so please keep those warnings in mind if you are making your way to or from Plett in the coming weekend.